Keith Gerlach had been away from the family farm for 10 years, working in website and software development. Then a phone call lured him back, sort of.
My brother called me and asked me if I could set up a website where farmers would pay $1,000 a year to find good deals on hybrid seed. I said to him immediately, I could do that, but why would I do that?
The idea was that collating data for farmers would save them time and money. And that got Gerlach thinking about merging his high-tech world with his family's farm.
So, you know, this little orange box, 5 inches square, 1.5 inches thick.
Running a 21st century farm is complicated. Beyond operating a tractor and a combine, today's farmers need to manage all kinds of information. Huge companies and startups alike are investing in ag technology and, in the process, creating new jobs. That's why Gerlach founded FarmMobile.
This one's actually seen a little action. It's got some dirt on it there.
Okay. The device plugs into farm equipment and collects many types of data. Gerlach says eventually his customers will make money selling access to their farm data. Coming from a farm family, he says, gives him an edge when he approaches farmers.
There's a notion of wanting to preserve the spirit of what makes agriculture so wonderful. And the industry is so driven by trust. It's so driven by relationships. Hardworking people.
People who can't always take on additional duties that crop up. These days, many farms are multi-million dollar businesses. They're often run by just a couple of family members without the managers and executives that other businesses might have. Karen Kearns recognizes that many larger farms want help with some aspects of running the business.
Our producers get so much data and so much communication beyond just how to produce pigs that they can't manage it. It's not enough for them to be great producers anymore.
She and her husband run Kearns and Associates in Ames, which offers producers a menu of professional services, such as human resources, strategic planning, even family counseling.
We actually sit down with them and help them with family dynamics. We have some families we work with where people haven't spoken in 10 years, but they work side by side.
What happens on the farm is now of more interest to people far away. Consumers are demanding to know more about their food, where it comes from, and how it was grown or made. That's changed how ag companies talk to the public.
For 54 years, we've been producing milk.
At Morgan Myers, a marketing firm in Waterloo, Janine Stewart is watching a video that's featured on a website the company developed.
Now we're milking 145 registered Holsteins. That's the black and white cow.
Stewart says her firm used to connect ag companies to farmers. Now, they create more projects aimed at the rest of us, too. Years ago, she preferred to hire employees with ag in their background. She grew up on a hog farm.
But we also have hired and are looking for people who are great communicators, creative thinkers, people who have an interest in the whole food chain and what's going on related to that, but they don't necessarily have to have that farm production background.
Federal reports show traditional farm labor jobs are on the decline. But work in agriculture-related businesses, especially for those with a college degree, is booming. Jonna Decker knows this. She graduated from Iowa State University this year with a degree in agricultural communications. She grew up on a dairy farm.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to go back to the farm because I have two brothers who are going to take over that someday. So I had to kind of segue into what I knew I wanted to do, which was stay true to my agricultural roots.
After getting into law school, she says she may focus on agricultural law.
It'll be interesting to see where I decide to take my career someday. Who knows? I'm still baffled by the amount of opportunities I have.
Eventually, Decker will likely join the ranks of others who have forged agriculture careers off the farm. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.